going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I hope you're having a great start to your week. I'm not kidding. The end of this week, I'm not coming back next week. I'm staying up at college. You think I'm joking?
Okay. What happened to Joe? He just went back to college to stay there.
I tell you what.
But if you stay at college.
Second degree. That'll be that dork, that old guy, trying to party with the kids.
I think it might get old.
Well, it probably would.
You know, because you probably can't really
You'd have to make
stay.
New friends.
All your other friends are going to go back to their lives. And then, yeah.
And you'll be much older than these new friends. It'll be hard to have, like, the common ground.
I
keep thinking of old school. Like,
yeah, I know.
You're going to be Will Ferrell.
It's not a spot you really...
More like Blue than he is Will Ferrell.
You're my boy, Blue.
Boy, Blue.
You're not really a winner when you're that. But I'm just telling you, my reunion... Don't count on me showing up next week. I'm gonna need some time.
Do you think maybe you're like overly romanticizing this a little bit?
A little bit.
No. So, it's because John, you
have
know,
have you been to other reunions that were just so bang up,
so
crazy that you know it's gonna be that good?
Yeah, Noel, this is gonna be the most at least since the 5 year most people, and the 20 year got obliterated because of COVID. So we had like the 21st in 2021. And there weren't that many people because it's people weren't like back in the swing yet. So you really got to go back like 10 or 15 years ago. But I can tell a lot of people are showing up. And I will, and I won't show up here. So just get ready to host next week.
So are there people?
Is it over the weekend?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow, 3 days.
Well, I don't know how much is Sunday. I mean, you wake up and you probably disperse.
Are there people that...
And I'll wake up and like be a stowaway in one of the beach homes.
Are you taking Amy from Villanova?
No, she's busy this weekend. I threw it out to her, but, you know.
Are there people there that she is, I don't know.
She knows?
That she knows that you dated?
Oh, it depends who shows up.
Because that could be a real sticking point.
It could be, but it's not something I'm worried about, but yeah.
Really?
No.
Why not? She could feel really,
I don't know,
concerned.
Well, she doesn't have to be concerned, but
oh yeah,
look at John. John's really trying to. Here
the
he goes,
needler, man.
Here
he's
he goes.
Just the needler.
Here he
can't help himself.
Troublemaker.
You know,
if you let him, he'd do the whole rest of the show.
I know he will. Oh, he's like my buddy. And so the hand went where next, and he said what, and then she said what, and
nothing good happens after midnight, Joe.
I'm well aware.
If I'm Amy.
Okay.
I'm concerned.
All right. I mean, now you make it not fun.
Is this co-ed?
I'm tapping out of this. This is not a fun conversation. All right, let me ask you a question about hanging with people.
Uh-huh.
So if you missed it earlier, everyone listening, John, yes. So coming up at 10 to 2, Brian Dawkins golf outing. Hugh and Joe are going to be broadcasting from Dawk's golf outing. Great charity initiative. We had Dawk in studio about 2 weeks ago. It was really wonderful to connect with Dawk in that way in here. Couple weeks ago, Joe and Hugh will obviously get some of the former Eagles players on as they do their show, as they golf and make the turn certain spots. I'm sure they'll get a lot of guys on. John, you were hanging with some of the dudes last night. Give us a little more. Who was there?
Harold Carmichael was there.
Legend.
Yeah.
Who else? What stood out there?
You know, Harold jogged. Harold ran. Harold is 75 years old.
Yeah.
Harold ran until 2 or 3 years ago. He would go out and run every day. It's Harold amazing. Carmichael looks like he could go out there and own you, like in football.
Sure.
In football.
Well, John, I'll give you
75-year-old Harold Carmichael.
Yeah, Amy from Villanova's mom is older. I'm just going to say older. I'm not going to say age.
Good stop by you.
Okay, older and still plays tennis.
Mm.
Like, pretty actively. Anyway, okay, Eagles players. Who else?
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Javon Curse. I hadn't seen Javon for 20 years, and he looks exactly the same, maybe even younger than he did in 2005, 2004. Javon was living the good life. I don't know what he's eating or how he's working out or whatever he's doing. I need to start doing that myself.
He also was one of the higher paid players. I mean, he got a lot of money. So,
well, that's a good point. I saw Hollis
for the first time in a while. Excellent.
Hollis is good. Man, he's doing great. He looks kind of svelte.
Good.
Really?
Well, I mean,
for Hollis,
he's the best.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He looks in great shape. Okay. Like, really. Man, it was great seeing him. You know, Ike, of course.
Of course.
Saw Ike last night. Brian Westbrook.
Good deal.
It was great seeing Brian. He said that I was the only true fullback who ever blocked for him that started out a fullback.
Well, Cecil Martin was the first guy when B. Westbrook was
a qualifications there put on that.
Yeah. Well, wasn't it Cecil until 2002 and then John 2003, right?
Brian was not the starter when Cecil was. Like,
correct.
It was Deuce.
That's right.
And then when Brian moved into the starting position, it was me. And then after that, it was a lot of guys who were moved from different positions.
That's right. I remember that.
It became the fullback is dead era. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of was. It feels like a privilege.
Yeah, you were his best fullback
here.
I
was the only true fullback or you know, whatever, but that felt good. It was great to see him. He's always, you know, he came and tried to help me out when I ran for office.
I remember that.
He's just he's a great guy.
He's a wonderful person, and what a player he was, man.
Oh,
anyone else? Who else we miss?
Jeez.
Any defenders? I mean, more because normally, you know, a defensive player gets more defenders.
I saw
like a Bobby T or a Troy or
Carlos Emmons, who I have long admired as the toughest guy I ever tried to block, was there. You know, Takeo Spikes was there.
Sure.
Takeo Spikes, who ruined my shoulder in 2003.
The game versus the Bills, week 3?
Yeah, completely. And I talked to him about it last night. He didn't seem concerned at all. Have kept me up. To KO for 20 years now.
Like, he was a great player, man.
That hit. Yeah. I was going to block the Mike linebacker to KO Spikes earhold me. Like, just, I wasn't blocking him.
That's a shame.
I'm going to block you, and all of a sudden, boom! And that did not normally happen. Wow. That was an unconventional move. It was incredibly, it worked. I mean, it blew up the play because I didn't hit my guy because he hit me. But anyway, it was really cool seeing a lot of old heads who didn't look very old.
Good.
They were doing pretty well.
Well, the one thing about a pro football player who retires at 33 is 12 years later, they're still only 45.
But a lot of times guys are moving slower.
I know, which is tough.
It felt like guys were doing really well.
Good. Well,
so
glad
that
to
was
hear
great
it.
To see.
All right, so good. And again, reminder, 10 o'clock today, and it should be really fun with Joe and Hugh, you know, broadcasting from Doc's golf outing, and I'm sure they'll be cooking up some interviews with the guys, which is awesome. All part of a great charity initiative. You know, Doc is so community-based, just such a wonderful person. So, you know, obviously be tuned today, and I'm sure Doc will talk more. You know, maybe, I don't know if there's direct donations to the charity, but just know that he's got a great, great foundation, and we certainly want to support it here at WIP. All right, 215-592-9494. Andrew in Ambler. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Doing great, Andrew.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I wanted to debate / ask a question about the starting pitching strength, because I think that's all we've got hope on right now. And my concern about the starting pitching actually is that I'm a little bit more of a pessimist. Jesus Luzardo's inning count has already surpassed all of last season. Is that not going to be a concern down the road that his arm's going to give out just like Ranger's arm gave out last year? Is this not...
Well, Ranger's arm didn't give out. His back was the issue last year. So, look, the answer to your question is it's possible. It's a problem. I'm not too worried about it. But I can't be ignorant and act like it's not something to keep your eye on. But I'm not freaked out about it. Andrew, the single biggest thing that concerns me about the Phillies starting rotation, because, you know, there's very few things to be worried about. But I'd say the main thing I'm worried about is if they will give Nola a start in the postseason if he doesn't deserve it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know what I'm saying? Like he may pitch his way out of how he's pitched so far, and by the time you get to October 1st, you say, I want Nola in there. It's a no doubt, plus he's the veteran, and he's pitched the last 15 starts to a 3.2 ERA. Put him in there, and that'd be awesome. But it's certainly possible that the rest of the way he pitches to a 4 or 5 ERA, and you got 4 or 5 other guys pitching to better ERAs, and he gets rewarded as the veteran. That, to me, is a worry.
Well, that's my whole thing. It's like I'm not as high on the starting rotation as everybody else is because of. So we're talking about.
You should be, man. It's really amazing.
Well, Ranger gets traded, so you're losing an arm there.
Well, first off, we don't know that Ranger's going to get traded, and I tend to think he will not. But he could.
I hope not.
He could.
I really hope not, because otherwise, then you're losing. So I've heard you guys talk about it quite a while. A big concern is Nola's on the downward trend of his career with his age and all that stuff. So if hypothetically Ranger gets traded and Nola doesn't perform and Lizardo's inning count is a problem, now you've got a starting rotation problem as well.
Well, you could, but I'll tell you this, Andrew. I think Dombrowski is smart enough to not trade Ranger unless Nola has reestablished as you approach the trade deadline. I'd be surprised with trying to get a title if they moved off of Ranger, unless Nola's reestablished.
Well, that needs to happen because you have to.
And you got 2 months. You got all of June and all of July to figure that out.
You actually have to solidify what your strength is right now.
Andrew, give me an answer, bud, for a. I disagree. You don't have to solidify your strength. You have to solidify your weaknesses. Andrew, give me an answer for a child somewhere in a title.
Well, does the word baby work for it?
Yes.
All right. So how about the whole era of the baby boomers?
Well, we're looking for a title, as I said earlier, movie, show, book, song, not term. Give you another shot.
I thought baby boomers would be these ones.
No.
Kid Rock, then.
I'm going to write it down, but it's not going to work. Okay. It's a nickname. Yeah, title. Nickname's not a title. All right. I'm looking for an answer here to this question. Let's all weigh in. Will the Taijuan Walker thing to the bullpen work? Who wants first crack?
No. I mean, they're saying like, they want to make him into a leverage guy. Like, Taiwan in the seventh in a 2-2 game.
I'll be under the table.
Yeah, I don't
fear.
I don't think his stuff translates to that type of work.
Does
you know
his
what I mean?
Stuff with the uptick from being the bullpen Taiwan, does his stuff look different than starter Taiwan? Does it look very different? Like, I
mean, it hasn't
it
to
did,
my eyes.
Sort of. Like,
no,
he was pretty good.
You know, look,
there was an uptick in velocity. It felt like he was, I don't know, he handled the duty. Now, it was against bad teams. Bad teams. Has he come out of the bullpen twice?
I don't remember. But look, he did it a little bit. Let me tell you this, John. Seltzer and I are about to butt heads. We're going to be two Rams here, butt heads.
Can't wait.
I'm not telling you Taiwan's going to be great at all. I will say I don't think he's going to be guy that pitches seventh, eighth, eventually. I think they're doing that now while they have very few. I think he's going to be fifth and sixth inning guy come later in the year. But that's a whole other matter.
Well, at least he can give you a couple. Or
I would be fine
three.
With him in a lower
yeah,
leverage
that's
role.
What that's what he's going to become.
I'm fine with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, here's where James and I are going to disagree, because he's got this thing. James, you have this thing you lean on, and it's stuff for the bullpen.
Mm.
Like, the way you talk, I would think that you would think Greg Maddux would not have been a good relief pitcher.
No, there are exceptions to all rules. Yeah. No, Taiwan's just not a good enough pitcher, yeah. And he doesn't. I'm saying more
like
often
Jamie Moyer could have been a good relief pitcher.
I'm not saying you have to have. Yeah. I'm just saying that the vast majority of relievers these days have stuff.
I know, like, they do, but my point is Taiwan's not going to not be great in the bullpen.
I just think Taiwan's not good, period.
That's
yes,
my point.
Of course.
Right.
Yes, that's part of my calculation.
Right.
It's his stuff
okay.
isn't good enough, period.
Okay.
You know?
We got there.
If he doesn't have to muster it for three or four innings, five innings.
It's not about that. He's just not that good.
Look, is it significantly better than what it was for five? If you take him for one.
I don't buy it. Here's what he might be better than. Joe Ross.
Well.
Oh, so are you.
Jeez. Yeah.
They finally ended that.
Experiment.
Nonsense. Look, guys, I really think there's two or three guys that are currently in the bullpen that probably won't be in October. So at some
or
point.
They won't be in October.
Or the Phillies won't be in October.
I mean,
that's
seriously.
Right. Yeah. All right, Chris in Philadelphia. But one more thing. I'm glad the Phillies are beginning this Taiwan thing in earnest now. Like, they announced
I agree with this.
Like, this is a, we're not now turning back to put him back in the rotation. Mm. Like, Taiwan, go learn to do the role. Right, James?
100%.
You got 4 months for me to figure out if I can trust you in October.
And look, again, if he can even be a fifth, sixth inning guy, that'd be huge. Like, that would really help this team the way they're set up right now. He's
right.
not going to make a big difference for you as a starter. He's just not.
Tell
like,
me
you may
I'm,
as well move
right.
him to the bullpen now.
Tell me if I'm remembering this right, James, because I think I got it. So Chan Ho Park, I thought, was really good for the Phillies, I think, in 2009. Mm-hmm. Hadn't he been a starter earlier
he was a
in
starter
his career?
In, yeah, for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he became very effective mm-hmm. that 1 year for the Phils. Like, try it. It probably won't work because Taiwan's probably not good enough, but, like, try it. All right, Chris in Philadelphia. By the way, he's the most expensive long man in the history of Philadelphia sports.
And we know he can get it done against bad teams.
All right, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hello. Good morning, team. I think it's time to bring up Justin Crawford up to the majors. Brandon Marsh, batting 220, with no hits in April, and Rojas, with only six hits in May, are not major leaguers. It's time to bring Crawford up.
Well, if he's ready, and it seems like the Phillies think he's not ready.
He's doing great in the minors right now, though.
He's
killing the ball.
Late,
he's on bases.
Well, that was after a slower start in April, so.
Right.
Listen, maybe he's close.
Okay, my other point is, I think Turner should move to second base and put Stott at shortstop. Turner did play center field with the Nationals, and he was not very good. So I think the move for Turner is to move to second base.
Look, I think that's the move for this year. I don't think they'll make it.
Okay.
They're not. I just.
And my third point.
Yeah, go ahead.
My third point is, I think Talon Walker, I was one of the biggest detractors of Walker last year, because every time I went to a game, it seemed like he always lost. But I think he's going to do great in the bullpen. I mean, he had that great relief. That was against a bad team. He had a great three-inning relief appearance as a reliever.
Look, Chris, he's pitched better. He's pitched better this year, both as a reliever and starter, than he did last year. That's clear.
Right.
And
right.
You know, we just got to hope that he's discovered something that will make him somewhat effective. I mean,
my wife, I think he's going to throw harder with that short stay.
That's a low bar.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, last year he was unpitchable, and right now they're
it's horrible. Yeah, horrible.
But to be fair to him, he's been okay this year. He's not been what you'd call good, but he's been okay. And frankly, he has been better than some of those guys the Phillies have had in the bullpen this year. I mean, I said Joe Ross, and he's probably been the worst of them. But there's a few other guys we could rifle through that, you know. I mean, you know, when they get out there, it's an adventure. Chris, give me an answer, my man. A child and a title.
Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I do know that song, right? That's a pretty well-known song, right? Yeah.
You definitely know
it. Children well.
Yeah, I like that song. Very, very good.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.